I have not played together in public for 7 years, our lives went in different directions. And the one thing that I kept hearing from the press over and over again at the end of every interview was, Blackie, please go do a show again. Please go do a show again. And I'm thinking to myself, these guys must be bored out of their minds because there's nothing going on in the rock world right now. So what the press didn't know is that I was already within an eyelash of wanting to do that. In August of 95, I called him. And it was interesting because you never know. When you don't talk to someone for 6 years, you don't know what they're going to react like. You don't know if they're going to tell you to screw themselves or whatever. And I called him up. We talked for about 30 minutes. And it was like we hadn't spoken in a day. Songs at Chris's house, he'd come back every couple of days with all these whacked out riffs, and I'm saying, well, he goes, what do you think about this? This is radical, isn't it? And I go, well, I don't know about this. This is pretty out there. But the more I started listening to it, I thought, yes, this is what we need. Producing is a job when you've got, it's like trying to pull a donkey uphill all the way that doesn't want to go sometimes. The actual recording process and writing process between him and I was smooth.
It was easy for me, more hell for him. We had outside information. It's the engineer guy kept going to sleep and taking off. I'd be a plane and go like this. Hey, is the guitar done? Yeah, bam, gone. he'd still be there twinking and tweaking everything around.
Two of us work together, there's some sort of a wacky chemistry that makes it sound like the quintessential Wasp. And for the first 8 months, we kept this whole thing a secret. People were calling us up, friends of ours, and they're going, you two guys working together again? And I go, nope. And so about a week would go by, and they call me back, and I'm going, you sure you're not working together again? I go, nope. Yeah, because the reason we couldn't let it out is because if we would have done that too soon, then it wouldn't have any impact. We got ready to do these shows, so we had to lie to a lot of people for a long time. Within a week of him and I getting back together, the one thing that we determined is that if we were going to do this again, we did not want to be a trip down memory lane. We felt that if the movie The Exorcist scared people 20 years ago, it won't scare people now. The Wasp show of 12 years ago won't scare people now. If we were going to come back and we were going to do this show in this decade, we were going to have to be the nastiest, the stinkiest, most vile band on this planet. And with the show that you're getting ready to see up here tonight, I think we're in the whole zone. The whole thing started with the movie Apocalypse Now. And the finale on this record is a song called The Horror. And it's specifically the part in the film where Marlon Brando is talking to Martin Sheen when they're in the cave at the end, and he's explaining to him what that trip of insanity is, that dark space that all humans have. And we had three little words in it, kill, fuck, die. It didn't make sense. Sounded good, but didn't make sense. Didn't know what to do with it. So we thought, well, we're on to something here, so why don't we try this again on another song? So we wrote the spinoff, which eventually became the title track, Kill, Fuck, Die, but it still didn't make sense in and of itself. We had to have something that made sense for it. So in writing that song, I came up with a line in the chorus that said, that's all you get from life. Kill, fuck, die. That's all you get from life. And when I had that, I went, yes, thank you. I have an anthem for the 90s.
It's like the first album. It's not like They Headless Children. It's going fast. The drums are kicking ass. It doesn't slow down. It's like grabbing onto a tornado and let it go where it goes.
If we wrote I Want to Be Somebody in the 80s, this is that exact reflection 10 years later. I know that there are some fans out there, when they're first going to hear this record, they're going to go, wow, what is this? But I know, without question, it's the most intense record that we have ever made. And it may take people a few listens to cotton on or to grasp what this is all about, but we feel that we've made the right record for right now.
Mike Duda on bass, and he's an L.A. musician that we kind of picked up from Skid Row. And the drummer, Sted Hallin, he's played on the Crimson Idol with Blackie. Played on Still Ain't Black. I haven't been playing for about 6 years, so it's more of a quest and excitement for me. Live is, I just enjoy the shows each night. Each kid's a different, you know.
Coming to a Wasp show is like watching the news for 55 minutes or an hour. We're just giving people exactly the decadence that the world is in right now. We're only reflecting it. That's it. We did 4 shows in America before we came over here to do this. The people that saw us were looking at the stage and going, you mean rock can be this? We didn't know that it could do this. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, what have we been missing out for the last however many years? You know, we had no idea at all it could ever be anything like this. This is dangerous rock and roll, and there's not one truly dangerous band on this planet. There's not a band who strikes fear in the hearts of promoters, record company people, parents, to the point where they look at a picture and they slam that picture down and they go, oh no, you're not going to that, you're not going to see that. That's what a truly dangerous band is. That is the spirit of rock and roll. All we're doing is carrying that on. This is show business. We're not curing AIDS or trying to present world peace here. This is...
It's good, it can't be all that bad, right?
Unless you're the pig. The coming year is going to be a good year for us, but it's also going to be a highly controversial year, too, because, I mean, we understand that to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs. And if that's the case, we're going and raping the whole damn hen house on this one, because we ain't taking no prisoners. Because after we're done with this in the next year or two, all bands are going to have to become hippies, because there ain't going to be nothing left to do. We are the ultimate. We are snuff rock.